Well, Marion's actually here today.
There
Finally, back from India for real.
it is. It's great to be back. Although I must say, I would like to be back in India too.
Uh-oh, there she goes.
Okay.
Holy smokes, I'm gonna be a bachelor soon.
Well, I had no desire ever to go to India, and then once I got there, that really is a very sacred land with very special people. I mean, there's the duality that goes on there because there's extreme poverty, and then there's beauty, and then there's a lot of people pollution. People throwing their garbage just anywhere, and then,
That's all the smog and stuff, huh?
well, there's not, I didn't experience a
Of
lot of
course, you were on the
smog.
coast,
Right.
so you
We
had
had breezes,
breeze.
and in any event, it was a lovely experience and magical, and I'm grateful. And I'm grateful to be back with everyone on our show.
Well, I think we didn't we do a show where you explained a little bit about the tapas and stuff?
Earlier before I left.
Yeah, and then so that was quite an experience. I don't know if you want to briefly go through.
Well, I think basically the bottom line is that this austere practice that I did, 21 days silent fast, going inward and learning very surprisingly a lot about myself, even though I'm a ripe young woman. I
That's
don't know if that is exactly
all right. You
that.
can fool everybody
I'm
on
in my mature years,
the air.
and to come home to 4 days later, near death experience here with Jim was my preparation. I mean, going to tapas really prepared me for that. I know I would have been in a very different headspace. And I'm grateful to have been solid in my trust and in my connection with the divine and in a place of surrender, because we don't know what life is going to offer us at any given time. And I certainly wasn't prepared to even entertain the idea of losing my beloved. So,
And for those of you who don't know what Marion's talking about, the last show, we had to do a couple of reruns because I had a near-death experience. I had an infection in my bloodstream, and
which is called sepsis.
and at my age, being on ventilators and in an induced coma, so they can paralyze me and put me into an ice bag, it's quite an experience. I thought maybe we can discuss a little bit about, death and dying. You had shown me this morning, actually, something that you wrote in a journal or something about the fear of losing.
When I was in India and journaling quite a bit, and I knew this was my fear even before I got there, but I didn't realize it was my biggest fear. And maybe I did realize it, that my biggest fear was losing Jim, and the security that he provides in my world, and the love, the friendship, the companionship, the fun. And the connection, the quality of connection that we share. And yeah, so it was devastating to hear the doctors telling me that at his age, you need to be prepared for the worst, and which would be possibly brain damage or all his organs shutting down and bye bye, Jim. In physical, certainly not in the larger scheme of things, because we are eternal, but in the physical. So not only was I dealing with my fear, I was also with my young adults, our children, and yeah, it was rather traumatic for all of us,
I mentioned that in the
as
last
well as
show, but
for Jim. I mean,
yeah.
we definitely saw him suffering
I
to the nth
didn't have a
degree.
clue what was going on. I knew that there was a battle, but
Yeah, and it was long and enduring. So, with a happy ending, I'd like to say.
I must say, I'm 70. I'm gonna let you know I'm 71, feel like I'm 50, but now I feel like I'm 71 and I better watch my step.
We'll see how long
So.
that
Slow down, you're
lasts.
moving too fast. You
Got
gotta
to
make the
make the
morning
morning
last.
last.
Sitting around and feeling groovy. La da da
Now that
da
really
da.
shows how old we are. And also how much fun we can have.
It's that whole thing of fear of dying. It was for me, if I look back, it was real interesting because I never really thought about dying.
No, you were
I
in the
was
midst
into
of
the
the,
moment.
yeah.
Talk about a present moment experience.
Well, that, and you were also out. You
And
were
I was
in and
out,
out.
right? I was in and out, but he had
You were
me
sedated some.
sedated heavily. But still, and all I had shared in the last show about, floating above the clouds and then the battle, the shivering and the cold. And so what I remember there, and if we want to talk a little bit about fear of dying, the dying process for me was that I started to thank my physical body, and then I thanked my spirit, my Holy Spirit, my divine self, my higher self for inhabiting this body and taking me on this 71-year journey. And then at a certain point, I had surrendered. And remember, I shared with you about I got this nudge, like, "Oh no, you're not done yet, buddy." And when that came, then I really surrendered to the whole process because I was fighting it, all the cold. I mean, you witnessed
Oh
that,
yeah. And you were getting upset with the nurses
right?
because they wouldn't turn off the fans and you were
And
soaking wet and
I couldn't talk because I had that.
well, that was later when you got the
Oh, okay.
intubated.
Yeah, I
You
was.
weren't intubated when you were talking and giving them dirty looks about the fan. You didn't
Yeah.
say much because you didn't have much
See, she
energy.
knows all the physical stuff that happened because I don't have a clue. People
Well,
fill me in on those details.
when you talked about surrender, I'm wondering if it was the same time that I surrendered because I remember not being able to sleep, and then I was sharing a bed with our daughter because we were at her home near the hospital, and I didn't want to wake her up because I was fully awake and sobbing, and so I knew the bed would be shaking. So I got up and I got dressed and walked out under the stars. And it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I remember crying and facing the fear of your death, and then surrendering to not my will, but thine be done, and really let go of the fear. I felt immediately liberated from the fear and the freedom of accepting whatever the outcome might look like. And so it could be that we were both surrendering at the same
Same
time
time,
to
it could
different
be.
elements of
That's really incredible.
yeah.
So, wow, now we're talking about it. Boy, you'd think that we rehearsed this show and we didn't, but that fits right in with the first meditation I'd like to do, and that's called Release the Departed. It's about a 7.5 minute meditation.
So if you do know of anyone that's on the verge of departing or that has recently departed, that's a neighbor, a friend, a relative, a loved one, you'll enjoy releasing them
Yeah,
with the help of Preeti.
you might think of that one person or whatever,
And
and
you may not even know someone. You may
right.
be just setting.
And you mentioned about life is eternal, so the soul moves on, right? The spirit, God gave us the Holy Spirit, within each one of us. That's our power. So it continues on. I mean, it's eternal, right? So anyway, here we go. Sit back and picture somebody that you know.
Or to someone that has departed that you don't even know,
Yeah.
that you might meet while we meditate.
Please sit with your spine erect. Close your eyes. Breathe deep and long. Feel the divine in your heart. Ask the Divine to connect you to any departed soul who may need your prayers today. It may be a loved one, a neighbor, or even a stranger. Connect to a departed soul. Feel their pain, longing, or confusion that is keeping them chained to earth. Communicate with them from your heart. Let them know that it is okay to let go of whatever they are holding on to and move into the light. For the light is where they belong. अनेक जन्म संप्राप्त कर्म बंध विदाहिने आत्मज्ञानाग्निधानेन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः See these souls released from the earthly plane merge with the light in peace. You may now open your eyes. What you have done today will bring blessings to you and to the families of their loved ones too.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure glad I wasn't doing that meditation to release you. Although I did, I wasn't sure if I knew the souls, but I was aware of souls going toward the light.
Yeah, that was, I really like that because you had written down a friend of ours lost his father just recently, very recently. Mm-hmm. So it was nice to be able to
have him in mind.
And you know, I remember way back at when you Arlene's husband, your sister Arlene's husband, John Dean,
mm-hmm.
I'll never forget it when he told Arlene that it's time to let me go.
Yeah.
It was huge. So it's really interesting how when praying for departed souls, how do we pray? You know, do we pray for them to go to the light? Or are we praying, you know?
I think Preacher G guided us quite eloquently.
To go to the light.
Just tell them to go to the light.
Mm-hmm. And we can pray with gratitude for our, you know, departed soul that we know. You know,
mm-hmm. Every thought, word, and deed mm-hmm. can become a prayer. It doesn't have to look like, dear God, do this. or I want this. I don't know.
Why did you do this, you know?
Right.
Why me? Why us? Why did I lose my child, you know? Why did I, you know? So rather than going there, it's so nice to actually visualize that soul carrying, moving on.
And to trust that there is a divine order to things. And then there's a bigger picture that we don't necessarily see or understand.
Yeah, because, you know, there's that sudden death, you know, a car accident, somebody dies immediately. And then there's long-term dying, gradual dying. And so, you know, when it's gradual dying, we can die with grace. And if we're
in a peaceful state.
In a peaceful state. And if we're living our life in a peaceful state,
we can go suddenly
in grace. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's dying in grace. We're with grace, gracefully. So that's really something. What I'd like to do, you know, we're talking about peace, dying in peace, and the next meditation I want to play is the sacred surrender, and that's just surrendering ourselves to our divine, our higher self, the Holy Spirit. You know, that's one thing that came to me during my ordeal was that. And I read about it later. I really started getting into reading bits of the Bible. My brother, he was here and he turned me on to that. I think I mentioned that in the last show. But that was huge to connect with my soul, with my spirit, with my divine higher self. That's what it is. And so when I surrendered to what was going to happen, it really brought on a whole different aspect. And just look at the gateway, rather than resisting, I was able to receive everybody's prayers in that way. So without further ado, what do you think, honey? We'll play the sacred surrender and then we can talk about the peace festival.
Okay.
So sit back and there's another nice meditation. Sacred surrender to the divine. It's about a 5-6 minute meditation.
Guided by Prithiji.
This meditation is for you to immerse in a state of surrender, or letting go, to the divine. Please sit still and close your eyes. Feel the divine or the presence of the universal intelligence in your heart. Ask the divine to open your heart to total trust. Place both your palms on your heart and whisper to your divine, I offer every concern of mine into your care with trust. I surrender the flow of my future into your hands. I offer every concern of mine into your care with trust. I surrender the flow of my future into your hands. I offer every concern of mine into your care with trust. I surrender the flow of my future into your hands. Relax your palms and rest them on your thighs. Feel your heart slowly turning into a golden ocean. A golden ocean without waves. The ocean of divine consciousness, of sacred surrender. Feel yourself being held, supported, and nurtured by the Divine. Stay in that protection. Whenever you are ready to return, return to slow, deep breathing. You may gently open your eyes. Move into your day with awareness of divine protection around you. Namaste.
And we've listened to this meditation quite a bit, so I'm quite certain that that's why surrendering came to our consciousness
when good point.
When times were turbulent in our life. It certainly does shift one's state of being when you do feel that protection and have that quality connection of letting go and surrendering.
Yeah, I have to agree. You know, if we backtrack a little when we were talking about praying for the dying and the departed. It's really nice to pray for the peace.
Yeah.
Have peaceful death so they don't die with a chip on their shoulder or with anger at somebody or, you know, maybe discord with a family member or another family or whatever. And so it is really nice to know, have that peace of mind. Yeah.
And that brings to recollection that in September here, we're going to have an opportunity to join in a peace festival because ECHM holds a yearly peace festival in September. And it's a 14-day meditate 1 hour meditation, and actually it's not all meditation. There's a usually a guest speaker, and either Preetaji, I believe it's going to be Krishnaji, that will speak and then interview someone or present a speaker, and
Or
then
speakers.
the speakers throughout the weeks, the 2 weeks. And then we do all collectively meditate for peace. And we're going to play a little bit of an introduction to give you an idea about it. It actually goes on from September 4th through the 18th. And on the 18th, we're going to have a lot of different organizations and gatherings of people meditating together to create a collective peace consciousness for humanity and for all life.
Was last year they counted, they had a way to find out how many people dialed in on that meditation, and I think they had over 1 million people from all over the world. So it was pretty good. But let's, without further ado, why don't we play what the piece Festival 2022 is going to be like. Where did that go?
Right here. Oh.
That's so funny.
You go up here with the zoom. What do you use?
Well, let me just see if I can find it.
If you saved it,
I thought I did, but.
and I check something.
No.
That's not it.
No. So,
There it is.
let's see.
So this
Where
is
is
the
this?
introduction to the Peace Festival from ECHM.
Well, this is the one.
Peace is either for all of us or for none of us. Even if one person in a family is not peaceful, it hurts all of us. Even if one community in our nation is not in harmony, it affects the fabric of harmony for the entire nation. If one species on earth is threatened to extinction, it affects the entire web of life, for we are all interconnected. So what do you want to do to make this peace happen? Would you join Sri Preetaji and me if we showed you a way to contribute to the peace of all living beings? Sri Preetaji and I launched the ECHM World Peace Festival in the year 2018. Our vision of peace is peace for all living beings, not only for humanity. To us, peace goes much beyond social activism. It goes beyond politics and policies. It is an awakening. An awakening to a state of peace that must happen in every one of your hearts. And this state of peace must flow from you to your family members, co-workers, friends, community, and all life forms. A leader of organization, a political leader, an educator, medical professional, a social reformer, a parent, a student, whoever you may be, you can contribute to world peace from wherever you are by becoming a peacemaker and participating in the ECHM World Peace Festival. The festival would last for 14 days from September 4th to September 17th, during which peacemakers across the world will be taking the AECOM World Peace Festival events to various communities, educational institutions, clubs, jails, organizations, and groups. We will be meditating on peace between nations, peace for young people, peace for Mother Earth. AECOM peacemakers all over the world will lead peace soul sync meditations, where they will hold an intention for individual and world peace. On the 18th of September, we will be celebrating the culmination of the festival as the AECOM World Peace Day. On that day, Shri Preetaji and I will connect to you live from AECOM to bring you the sacred energies and blessings of AECOM. AECOM World Peace Day is a phenomenon. Millions of people, millions of peacemakers from around the world holding peace energy points, gathering together as families, groups and communities will join us in a special peace meditation to impact the collective consciousness of humanity. Can you imagine the power we will be generating with such a powerful collective peace meditation? The peace energy points that are held by the peacemakers are like satellite ships that are connected to the mothership, which is AECOM. I invite you to take part in the AECOM World Peace Festival from September 4th onwards and join us as an AECOM peacemaker along with your soul circle to meditate on the AECOM World Peace Day on the 18th of September for an hour and contribute to world peace. To contribute to peace for all living beings is our greatest dharma as human beings. Dharma means duty. For a long time, humanity has been part of the problem. It is time we become part of the solution. Join Shri Preetaji and me in this noble peace mission.
So in order to find out more about this, you can go to the EKAM, E-K-A-M, World Peace Festival, and it's on YouTube, this particular introduction we just played for you. And you can get more details and join us in meditating for peace.
Yeah, you know, it came to me while I was watching that is the... Now, people, if anybody's listening or a yoga instructor, you have a studio and students, you can maybe all gather at the studio for that day and be part of the whole piece.
It is a Sunday. Meditation. The 18th is a mm-hmm. Sunday, but you could do it any, you could do a meditation or just tune into the EKAM meditation for that particular day from September 4th through the 18th. Yeah. And then, yes, if you wanted to do a gathering on the 18th of everyone together, whether it be your family, friends.
Small group, big group, it doesn't matter. You know, just gathering just a few people
partake
together.
In this worthy mission to bring peace to our planet.
Yeah, and it's a nice visual to have, you know, even starting from now. Till then and every day is being peace. And it all starts with family and friends, you know, because, you know, we're all one. I mean, the whole universe, the consciousness is all about oneness. And even I was reading in the Corinthians all about the body, the whole body being of oneness, you know, that we were, if one part of the creation or body is in trouble, everybody feels it. And if one is, if part of it is in joy and peace, The whole body feels it. And that's why these peace meditations
have an impact.
Have an impact. You know, there has been peace meditations in the past, but this is a real special one.
And this one's yearly, and we certainly honor all those peace meditations and world events that have an impact on our collective consciousness.
So one of the things we've been doing and we'll be doing all the way through the Peace Festival is a Soul Sync Meditation for Peace. And it was created special for this upcoming Peace Festival. So I think we should probably play that now. It's about a 12-minute
And there meditation. There are some silent parts where we're doing breathing, and Preeti G once again will lead us through the soul sync, and it will definitely leave you feeling peaceful and possibly ready for bed unless you're a night owl.
Yeah. So it's a little over 12 minutes. So enjoy, and I guess we'll see you next week.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for being here today, Marian.
And let's sink our souls together for peace. Welcome.
Namaste. It gives me great joy to lead you through Soul Sync for Peace. From today, you are beginning your contribution to world peace by doing soul sync and by nurturing peace consciousness within yourself. This will be your strength. This will be your contribution to end inner violence and to contribute to world peace. It will be your magic potion to heal your heart of all its wounds, and a wellspring of blessing and grace to manifest synchronicities that would pave way for a peaceful and a beautiful life. Soul Sync has freed scores of individuals of their inner judgments and inner prejudice against each other. It has opened their hearts to great connection and compassion. Are you all ready to do the Soul Sync with me? Please be seated with your eyes closed, your spine erect, and your body still. We will move into the first stage of the soul sync. Take 8 conscious breaths. Use your thumb and your fingers to keep count. To the second stage. Inhale slowly. Exhale, make a humming sound. Do it for 8 more counts. Thank you. take 8 conscious breaths. Bring awareness to the natural pause that occurs between every inhalation and exhalation. For the next 8 cycles of breath, chant Aham on your exhalation. Do this for 8 conscious breaths. Allow the tips of your index finger and the thumbs touch each other. Rest your hands upon your thighs. See and feel everything around you. All forms, see it dissolve into light. Feel yourself expand into limitless consciousness. in this beautiful state, hold a heartfelt intention for peace. Peace within you and peace in the world around you. Shanti. May you become peaceful within. May your loved ones become peaceful. May the world around you become peaceful. Whenever you feel ready, you may slowly open your eyes.